Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away right now.
Oh, yeah.
On the show, we're going to do who puts the fun in funerals. So if you've got like a funny funeral story, we'll talk about that in a minute. But the window is open for the other Ed Sheeran tickets our show has.
Woo! Right.
It is the watch party for Love is Blind.
Yeah. And you want to go to alice1059.com right now to RSVP for that. That's going to be October 1st.
1 week from today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you got to RSVP to get in.
And you can't just come. It's at Duets Tap and Grill, 24th and Champa. By next week, we will be able to say this without even pausing.
Right.
We're doing pretty good right now.
You're doing great.
But Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll show the episode. We'll pause it.
Give away some Ed Sheeran tickets.
We'll keep it moving. Keep it light. We'll have some fun.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Some things about Duets. It's like one of those dueling piano bars, right? Normally.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it
now
was.
Now that I've seen the space.
You've always said that it was.
Somebody told me that it was.
Or like, was it the formerly? I know they have karaoke.
Why is it called Duets?
I don't know.
No idea, but now that I've seen the space.
Are you positive that it's not a dueling piano bar?
I don't know.
There's a lot of space to sit and watch TV, I'll tell you
so
that.
So they do watch parties every once in a while, and we're definitely taking over the bar on October 1st. So if you're into Love is Blind, you're going to want to come hang out with us.
Or if you're into Ed Sheeran, you're going to want to come hang out with us.
If you're into both, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But you cannot come if you don't RSVP. So there's a couple levels of this. First, go to alice1059.com, as Erica said, get RSVP'd. Then next Wednesday, the doors open at 6. You're going to want to get there early.
Right.
There's a lot of seats in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be standing. It's a bar, so you can
also
stand.
There's tons of TVs, too.
But like, if you want to sit, as one would for an hour-long TV show, then get there early.
Like around 6, and then 7 is when the winning starts.
7 is when we hit play on the show. First pair of tickets for Ed Sheeran is at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And don't be thinking like, okay, I'll just show up. And they'll, like,
you won't. If your name's on the list, you don't get in.
Yeah, we're telling you now. You got RSVP.
You have to.
Because we got to know how much stuff to, like, it's like a wedding, right? Like, the Duets, did you look it up? Do they do
lots of live music and stuff, but I'm not seeing the piano stuff. I was told the same thing, yeah. So
Slacker, you made this up.
I didn't make it up.
You did.
Somebody told me.
Maybe you told me.
You kept calling it Duets Dueling Pianos.
Because I thought that's what it was. Didn't the tall guy next door, he's like, I'm taking over the dueling piano bar and doing trivia. I think he started it, so it's his fault. That's
you listened to him?
Nah, he's just loud and tall.
You made this rumor up.
Okay.
Well,
if it turns out it's a dueling piano bar, I swear, you are coming on the air, each of you, and groveling
apology. I don't know if I know what a dueling piano bar is.
My gosh, we got to get Aaron to one.
We are going to one next Wednesday, maybe. All right, if you're Duets, will you text into 303-222-5423 and tell us what else you do other than our watch party? Anyway, go online right now, get registered, Ed Sheeran and Love is Blind. All right, so we need to talk about, is this macabre? Of course. A little. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes when I just say a normal vocab word
macabre
and watch her face melt.
I've never heard someone use the word macabre.
M-A-C-A-B-R-E.
Yeah. Aaron's with me. What are you talking about?
Put some extra letters in there.
Isn't that how you nailed it. You spelled it right, yeah.
That's how you spell it.
Macabre is spelled...
M-A-C-A-B-R-E? Macabre?
What's the name of the former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
Rogers? Brett? I don't like that one.
Right.
I don't. I don't want to talk about that because the R is in the wrong place. Right.
So the R in macabre is in the wrong place as well.
There's
macabre is just like
macabre.
There is
MCCOB is macabre.
It's it has involvement with death or injury is the definition.
Then yeah, this is macabre.
But it's like, is it like uncouth?
Here we go again.
To like. We want to talk about the fun in funeral. Like if you've been to a funeral where something went sideways, or maybe it was designed to go sideways.
I was just saying, or they like did something fun.
Like the dude that's going viral right now is he died and his his last request was to be cremated. And everyone attends that. And he was like, as they're shoving the casket into the flames, I want Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire to play.
I hate that.
Why?
I think it's funny.
Sad.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Great song.
As I went down, the flames got higher, and it burned, the ring of fire. And they're just all like, that's hilarious.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I have a friend who wants a certain number of banjos, I think, or is it trombones, at their funeral. Like, they've already got things that they're like, there's got to be this many kegs of beer, there's got to be this many banjos, or is it trombones? I think it's banjos.
Those are really? Two very different.
76 trombones in the big parade.
No.
Where was everybody singing along with me on Ring of Fire?
Sorry, just not as much of a sing-along song.
But like, if you have things, like you've been to a funeral. Remember there was one, it was a few years ago. Guy was a huge, I think, Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Not to bring up football again. But like, they set up his viewing. Like they propped him up in his recliner. Put his Pittsburgh Steelers blanket, had the TV on.
That's, right.
Like,
that's kind of morbid.
It's macabre, but yes. Like, that's a fun funeral. Like,
it is.
Instead of just walking by a corpse.
Viewings are gross in general.
Yeah, but it would be less gross if he's just sitting there watching the game.
No, because I know he's not watching it.
Yeah, he can't see it. Or hear it.
Do you want people to call or do you not want people to call?
No, I do. Can I tell one I just read?
Yes.
Okay. Oh boy. When my dad died, my great aunt, his brother's wife.
Okay.
How is that great? Okay, it's fine. Yelled, I've always wanted to do this and it was grandfather, but it says dad. Okay. I've always wanted to do this and proceeded to kiss my dead grandfather on the mouth. She was promptly led away by her daughter, and the funeral director removed the bright red lipstick off his mouth. So
that's a
fun
funeral.
She had always wanted to kiss her husband's brother.
There you go.
Love that for her. She also apparently had dementia.
Okay. It still put the fun in funeral.
I don't like that. She didn't know.
Okay. If we're going to read some other ones and maybe somebody in the room has one, but if you had a fun funeral, not you, but you've been to one, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
When I, at my old job, I was working and one of my coworkers, unfortunately her husband had passed away. So they had the funeral or whatever. And so I went to it and I worked very closely with this woman. And she was obviously like going through a lot of stress. So when I saw her, she goes, oh my gosh, it's so great that you came, Travis. And I went in my mind, I go, okay, you're dealing with a lot. I'm going to let it go. And then she introduced me to her entire family as Travis.
Oh boy.
And I was just, by then, I'm with my wife, and I just had to roll with it until my boss came.
Oh.
And then this woman was like, isn't it so great that Travis came? Travis, and my boss did not get the, like, coup
just
the memo.
Just go with it, yeah.
It was just like, huh? Who?
Do you mean Tyler?
Do you mean Tyler?
Oh, like, no.
And at this point, it had been like an hour that she had been calling me Travis in front of everybody.
And
so
then
now
she's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You could have corrected this.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice. I'm
glad that that's a normal thing, though, because at my sister's funeral, I called like four people by the wrong name.
Oh, it must just be a grief
It must
thing.
Be, yeah. That makes, you're not, I get it. Your mind is elsewhere, so it's fine. But my boss did not get it.
Yeah.
He ruined it.
Okay. Do we think this is going to go well or bad?
I'm not sure it's going to go well.
I don't think it's going to go. But come on. fun funerals.
Yeah.
There was the woman who like set up the Ouija board on like the cards or whatever.
What?
She had the... What are like the cards?
Pamphlet?
Something. Like the or program? Like the little ones that like you keep.
Yeah.
And it was like a Ouija board. So it was like, hey, I'll contact you later.
Oh. Business cards?
No.
No, it's the little memoriam card.
That goes on your fridge after the thing.
Because I just went to a wedding reception recently, and it turns out the last time I wore my suit.
This might also be
just reached macabre. In and was like a bunch of pictures of my dead father.
I always carry Slacker's dad's and my sister's.
Just around with you?
I have them on me all the time.
Oh my God, that's
at all times?
Yeah.
I understand your sisters, but Slacker's
my dad
dad
is a little bit weird.
They've bonded. They're friends.
Oh, probably.
Okay. Please call. Fun and funeral, or even what you want for your funeral. We'll take anything right now. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, so it's fun and funeral.
Yep.
We think this is going to go swimmingly, right?
Okay, the texts are actually pretty hilarious. I'm not going to lie. Can I read one?
Yes, of course.
My grandma requested us to sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
That's so fun.
I love her.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
It feels like in a church even. You're just like, okay.
Our first caller has something that she wants for her funeral, too.
Oh.
Ash?
Yay!
Yay!
Fun and funeral.
I want them to keep my cell phone after my funeral, and I'm going to have them have like a little book of who attended, and then have them text everybody a thank you from my cell phone for coming to my funeral.
What do you want?
And then I
want
to like, what? I'm going to like put an account together to continue to pay for my phone, and like I have everybody's phone numbers or their birth dates in my calendar, and make sure they like text happy birthday and stuff. Like, happy birthday from hell. Hope you have a great day.
Oh my God. I
that's
love you.
Funny. That's good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So you just need enough money to keep it going for a year or so. Yeah.
I mean, at least
10.
Right? Like, I think 5 is like a solid number.
It's genius because you get the one directly after the funeral and you go, that's cute. And then months later, it's your birthday.
Like,
yeah, that's cool.
And there's Ash
like,
again.
Merry Christmas. Happy Turkey Day. Like, you know, just.
Okay, Ash.
Who's going to do this, though? Your loved one?
Oh, I've got my kids. Kids. I've taught them so well.
Get the kids in.
Ash, we need to hang out.
Yeah.
I think
we have hung out. We went to the Coors Tour years ago. We have hung out.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, we need to hang out more often. just not at your funeral, okay? Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can. I'll make sure I text you after.
All right. Thank you. Kristen.
Yay.
Yay.
Fun in funeral. What happened?
So maybe more funny, but my very Catholic grandparents, who are named Mary and Joseph, when my grandfather passed away at his funeral or at his visitation there with the open casket, my grandmother, towards the end of the evening, was up at the casket, sitting in her wheelchair, and she had her hand on his chest, and she had said, "You're looking good, Joe." And my niece, who is about 7 at the time, who was also standing by the casket, replied to my grandma, "Thanks, Mary."
Oh, man. Cute.
Kind of a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Don't take
the... We kind of make light of it. Catholic funerals are weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they are. They're all kind of weird. All right. Thank you, Kristen. I don't know why I'm having such... I think I'm breaking out in, like, hives.
Why?
Because it's just a weird... I don't like dead bodies at all. Mm. I don't think there's anybody who does, but, like... Yeah. Okay. Patty...
Yes.
Fun and funeral. What do you got?
My friend Bev went to a funeral, signed the book, went up, saw the guy, talked to all the people, couldn't see her sister anywhere, went to look for her, and her sister says, "Bev, the funeral's down here."
She was at the wrong funeral?
She was at the wrong funeral the whole time.
And she didn't know when she looked at the guy?
No, because the guy was old and she hadn't seen him for years. She just thought he looked good.
Oh, she just thought he looked good.
I almost peed when she told me that story.
That's hilarious.
If they had good casserole or whatever, I might hang.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Funeral potatoes, now that I know they're a thing.
Yeah.
They're good.
Those are good.
They had them in my dad's funeral. I was like, what the hell is that? It's a lot of cheese.
That's sin eaters.
It's really good.
Don't forget that when you're eating that food, that's sin eaters. You're eating the people's sins.
Oh, is that really what it is?
Oh, I've never heard that.
Eating their sins?
Yeah, think about that. Sin eaters.
Okay. Thank you,
That's
Patty.
That's why you're there.
Am I the only one who's freaked out by Patty now?
I'm so confused. Eating their sin.
Leave me and my potatoes alone.
She got very intense there at the end.
Lucas.
Yay.
Yay. Fun in funeral.
Well, I was at my cousin's funeral. I was a pallbearer for a Catholic funeral, Catholic rosary. I was at the end of the pew saying the rosary. Look down. I see something hit the ground. I look up. The father's rosary, he was kind of a card as it was anyway, had fallen apart, and he had all the balls in his hand, all the beads in his hand, with they were all breaking apart, so I handed him my rosary so he could finish the rosary out, and it was just typical of my cousin, who was just a card anyway, to be present at his own rosary like that.
Yep. He ripped the rosary into tiny little pieces.
What's a card?
He's a card. He's like funny.
Like a character.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's a
My God, Erica, do you speak the English language?
You should be like me and just ignore it.
Yeah.
I'm
learning.
Thank you, Lucas. For real, it freaks me out how little, like...
I've never heard someone called a card.
Oh my God, she's such a card. You've never heard anybody say
not
that.
Not once I don't know if you guys are speaking like back in the 1800s, but...
Yes, Erica. Mm-hmm. Both Fiak and I from the 1800s.
I thought so.
She's a card.
Amanda?
Yay.
Fun in funeral. What happened?
So at my aunt's mom's funeral, in the middle of the service, the guy who was performing the service said, "And if anybody's interested, you can purchase my CD out front after the funeral."
So he was like a wannabe rapper?
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.